If you are a teacher, parent, administrator, student, and/or anyone who loves reconnecting children with nature, and you want to figure out how to cultivate learning gardens and nature-based curriculum, then this is the podcast, the Outdoor Classrooms Podcast. My name is Victoria Hackett. I am the founder of OutdoorClassrooms.com and the Secret Gardens Nature Classes. I love witnessing the magic that happens when children are playfully learning outdoors. Observing the return of wonder and curiosity when children are interacting with nature is pure magic. This is the podcast that is going to help you capture children's interest and give you not only inspiration, but some real life strategies that are going to help you figure out how to use the outdoor space, your outdoor space, as a teaching tool, so you can enlighten the playful learning experience for young children. Welcome to our Outdoor Classrooms community. Welcome to the Outdoor Classrooms podcast. Today's episode is different. Instead of an interview, instead of a specific strategy or framework, this episode is a pause. It's a moment to step out of the rush of planning, teaching, building, and creating, and to look back at where we've been. 2025 was a full year. And I don't just mean a full year on a calendar. It was full emotionally, full creatively, full communally. Sometimes when a year is full, it moves so quickly that we don't actually feel it as we're living it. We move from one class to the next, one season to the next, one idea to the next. So today, I want to slow time down. I want to notice what grew, what changed, what surprised us, and what's quietly taking root as we head into 2026. Before anything else, I want to say thank you to the educators, to the families, to the children, to the circle members, to my podcast guests, and you, the listener, who keeps showing up and listening. This work doesn't exist without community, and 2025 made that clearer than ever. One listener recently shared this with me, and it stayed with me. This podcast reminds me while I became a teacher. It grounds me. It gives me permission to slow down. That idea, permission to slow down, feels like the perfect place to begin. So beginning and ending with the Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp. We began 2025 in January with our foundation course, which is called the Outdoor Teaching Bootcamp. And interestingly, we also ended 2025 with another bootcamp cohort. That feels meaningful, like bookends, like a reminder that learning isn't linear, it's cyclical, just like nature. The January bootcamp always carries a particular energy. Educators arrive with questions like, can I really do this? Will my administration support me? Am I doing enough? And what unfolds over those weeks is more than skill building. It's identity work. It's permission giving. It's remembering why we came into education in the first place. One participant said something this year that perfectly captured it. I didn't just leave with lesson ideas. I left feeling like I belong in this work. That sense of belonging is what we try to cultivate in every offering here at Outdoor Classrooms. Not just competence, but confidence. Not just strategies, but connection. Closing the year with another bootcamp cohort, which was amazing, felt like opening the door even wider. More educators stepping into the certification program. More voices. More places. More ripples. One educator said this course was saving her. She had such a difficult group of children this year. that this connection, this coming weekly into our live sessions, was just enhancing her teaching and actually literally saving her. So while all this is happening online, the Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom continued to be a grounding force. We held parent-child classes where learning wasn't rushed, where adults and children knelt together, where curiosity led, not outcomes. There's something incredibly powerful about watching adults relearn how to be in nature alongside their children, not directing, not correcting, just noticing. One parent shared, "This is the only place in our week where I feel like we're truly together." Another parent said that our Secret Gardens Outdoor Classroom is such a magical place to be. That matters. In a world that moves fast, these pockets of slowness are radical. Our drop-in after-school classes offered something different: independence, confidence, peer connection, children navigating social dynamics, solving problems, taking risks, getting messy. We celebrated birthdays. We hosted an art show in the Secret Gardens. And I want to pause here for a moment because art wasn't about perfection. It was about process, story, relationship, and connection to place. One visitor said, "You can feel the learning in this space. It's alive." That's what we're aiming for: learning that feels alive. So in March and April, our first cohort moved through the Teaching Beyond Walls capstone course. That means that they were completing and rounding out the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. 3 projects, 3 educators, 3 deeply place-based, thoughtful, brave expressions of learning. What stood out to me wasn't just the quality of their work, it was the ownership. Educators stepping into leadership, naming their philosophy, standing behind their practice. But what also stood out for me was when they presented their projects, we invited the Circle membership community to come witness their work. And the sense of community was absolutely blew my mind. The camaraderie, the family that we have created here. One graduate reflected, "This program helped me trust what I already knew in my bones." Another shared, "I finally have the language for the work I've been doing quietly for years." These testimonials now live on our graduate testimonials page, which continues to grow. And I love thinking of it as a living archive of courage and clarity. 2025 also included professional development with schools like the Evergreen Day School, the Roots and Wings Nature School, and the Brookwood School. Each training reminded me that outdoor learning isn't a one-size-fits-all. It adapts. It responds. It grows where it's planted. Conferences, presentations at Natural Start and Mies allowed this work to reach new audiences. Educators who are curious, cautious, excited, and searching. And alongside all of this, the podcast continued, hitting 178 episodes, over 1,000 listeners each month. Conversations layered on conversations, stories building on stories. As we look into 2026, I want to share that I'll be seeking like-minded sponsors for the podcast, sponsors who truly align with nature-based education, slow pedagogy, and community-centered learning. This isn't about ads for the sake of ads. It's about sustainability. It's about reaching more educators, without losing integrity. If you're a listener who shares those values, you'll hear more about that in the coming year. Inside the circle, we've moved through the seasons together: spring, summer, fall, winter, each masterclass rooted in observation and rhythm. We added 12 new workshops, reread 12 books together each month, not to rush through, but to sit with, to discuss, to question. One member said, "The circle feels like professional development that also feeds my soul." Personally, 2025 also asked me to slow down in new ways. Traveling to Acadia National Park for my big birthday and Joshua Tree National Park reminded me how much place shapes perspective. Sending off the first draft of my book to my editor felt both exhilarating and terrifying. So as I look ahead in 2026, I keep returning to one question. How do we stay awake to our lives? I'm committing to one video a day, not to perform, but to notice, to document, to remember. I'm leaning into nature as a healing experiment, cooking from the garden, growing seasonally, walking intentionally in the woods, along the beach, journaling what I notice, tracking energy, presence, joy. What am I manifesting? I don't fully know yet, but I suspect it's not productivity, it's presence. In January, the Circle Chronicle will reflect this intention, including our 2026 book list and the 12 new workshop topics for the year ahead. I'm planning more circle gatherings in the Secret Gardens here in Beverly, Massachusetts. Spaces to come together not to consume more content, but to connect. Because if 2025 taught me anything, it's this: community changes everything. So I want to thank you for listening, for slowing down with me, for being part of this growing, evolving community. Here's to 2026, rooted in growth, connection, courage, and adventure. Stay curious, my friend. Stay connected and keep teaching beyond walls. Welcome 2026. Let's talk soon and keep dreaming. As we wrap up today's episode, I want to invite you into something truly special, something designed to support you through the winter months and set the tone for an inspired, intentional new year. Our Exploring Nature in Winter Masterclass opens January 2nd and will kick things off with a live call on January 8th. This masterclass is part of our seasonal masterclass bundle and is woven right into the Outdoor Classrooms Teacher Certification Program. So whether you're just starting your journey or deepening your practice, you'll be learning alongside a vibrant and supportive community. Winter can be one of the most challenging seasons for outdoor teaching, but it can also become one of the most magical, and that's what we've discovered with this course. Inside this masterclass, you'll gain tools, strategies, inspirations, and be with a community of educators who understand exactly what you're facing. Together, we'll explore how to embrace the beauty, curiosity, and possibilities of the cold weather season. I honestly can't think of a better way to start the new year than by stepping into this learning experience. With guidance, encouragement, and a circle of people cheering you on, if you're ready to begin the new year with clarity, creativity, and confidence outdoors, come join us. I can't wait to see you on the inside. Talk to you soon.